It looks like from some satellite photos that the at least part of the spill is now in that so-called loop current that goes, you know, down kind of in a clockwise motion around the Gulf of Mexico, down to the Horn of Florida, then around it. And that's bad news. I mean, that's what they were trying to avoid, and that's what people were worried about. That means that this thing could carry around Florida up into the Gulf Stream, maybe even get as far up the East Coast as North Carolina. So that's, you know, that's yet again another piece of bad news regarding this oil spill.
And it sounds like they've made some progress in trying to stop the flow, but it's still not completely contained, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, they put that insertion tube into the riser, which is the main leak from this thing. People get a little confused on what's leaking and where. The riser is where about 85% of the oil is leaking from, and then you've got part of the wellhead that's also leaking about 500, 600 feet away from that, that's right underneath the blowout preventer that didn't work. But the riser is where most of the oil is leaking out. That's where they put in that insertion tube that has kind of a gasket around it. It went about 5 or 6 feet into the riser, and it plugged up part of it and got the most important part was that it got a lot of it siphoned into a pipe which acted like a straw, essentially sending it up to tankers that were waiting at the surface. That progress was incremental, but now they've been able to step up the amount of oil that they've been getting into that straw to about 2,000 barrels a day, they say, which is about two-fifths of what they say is coming out. Now, you know, Chris, about all the projections of this. You know, BP still says it's about 5,000 barrels a day, but others, including university professors, have said it's much more.
It seems like there's so many unanswered questions.
There are just too many unanswered questions. You know, I spoke to a BP official the other day, and I really pressed him on some of that. I said, you know, you guys have the technology to drill down this far, to find this oil field, at the bottom of the Gulf in 5,000 feet of water and then several more thousand feet of sea floor. But yet you don't have the technology to react to a spill like this. Why not? And he said, well, you know, basically, we're developing this. We've never gone down this far. He didn't really have a really hard answer on that. But they are throwing a lot of things against the wall and seeing what sticks. Now, I say that, but they are developing a lot of scientific method to it and using a lot of scientific method and employing some of the best minds in the petroleum industry. So it's not quite that crude, but it's trying a lot of things and not necessarily having a plan in place beforehand, and that's what you're seeing now.
So crude, you made a pun. Part of this is having real political ramifications. It doesn't seem like any state is going to say, okay, yeah, we're going to go with offshore drilling.
Yeah, and certainly we know that the Obama administration has put a halt to any new permits or plans for offshore drilling until this investigation is complete. Now, on the same token, Chris, you can't stop drilling, you know, and what we got a sense of when we were down in Louisiana was they cannot wash their hands of this industry. They are just as tied to this as they are to the fishing industry, and any politician down there will tell you that. So as frustrated as they are with this, they're just too dependent on the oil industry right now, especially in Louisiana.
The other interesting story comes from Google. You know, people get afraid about where your data is. Google has a lot of it, and now there's real concerns that they've maybe been tracking you too much.
That's right. Google has a lot of your data that you didn't know they have, and they've gotten that from their system of making those now famous Google Maps. What we found out is that in the process of making those maps, how they did it, they sent their Google Street View cars through, you know, cities and towns across the U.S. and around the world, and basically shot 360-degree views of each street as they drove down it. Well, it wasn't just a camera on top of those cars doing it, now we find out. They had a very powerful Wi-Fi receiver that was able to pick up Wi-Fi signals or Wi-Fi stations, and it was so sophisticated that it could pick up not only your Wi-Fi signal from your home as they drove by, but they could intercept and record some of the websites you were using, even emails that you sent out. Now, Google claims that they never knew that they could do this, that they were not aware that these devices were recording, and that it was unintentional. But Mark Rotenberg, who we spoke to from the Electronic Privacy Institute in Washington, says that he doesn't believe them when they claim that they didn't know about it, because this has been going on for 3 years now. And Google is now being investigated by at least two European governments and possibly the U.S. government.
It started really from European governments saying, hey, what's going on here? The FTC, I guess, has just gotten into this.
That's right. The FTC wouldn't really comment to various reports that are in the media that they're investigating this. They just don't want to comment on anything, and they have a policy against that. But we did get the German government to talk to us about the fact that they are gathering information right now, and they're going to probably be presenting some of it to the courts there to see what needs to be done. We know that the Irish government has basically told Google, you're going to work with us and erase as much of this, what they call payload data, and that's the personal information that got out, as you can. And Google said that they're going to do this and work with the authorities there. So, again, Google claims that, you know, not only did we not know about this, but that we're not using any of this information. We would never use this in our products. We won't be using it. And they also say that even if this car could capture this stuff, it only got tiny fragments of it at a time because the cars were always moving. You know, look, I'm not so technologically savvy that I know that that's the true answer one way or the other, or that there is maybe some context missing to that. But, you know, take it for what it is.